With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so you get a call from your best friend in the world. And they say, meet me at the beach. So you do. And they're like, I got to tell you something really quick. Get out your phone. Put in an appointment for 1 year from exactly now. And we're going to talk. And you're like, what are you talking about? Like, put in a thing for the year. And a year goes by and you don't talk about it. But your phone goes off and you're like, oh, shit. So you go meet them back at the beach. And they're like, this thing, I got to tell you. Every few minutes, I jump ahead at a year. And a year of my life is gone. Can you help me? And you're like, I can't help you. How would I help you? And what do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Man, I think you just say, see you next year.
I think you commit 1 year to studying like chronomancy and like any other time magic you can think of.
So nice to look upon my best friends and see how ride or fucking die they are.
Well, okay.
All right, I'll give you the lease of a pre-owned Lexus worth.
Well, okay. Patrick said a year. I said, sorry.
I mean, listen, no offense, Kelly, but I don't think you're the one we're calling for this adventure.
No. No.
Now, in this piece of media, the person seems to forget this conversation. So that's okay, the other part of this hot take.
Wait, which person?
Which person?
The best friend seems to forget every year, because we're following the guy who's jumping through time.
Okay.
So each successive scene, we see the best friend again. The best friend seems to forget that this conversation ever happened and just keeps treating his friend like he's weird.
Well, okay. So wait a minute. So, but like he spends the rest of the year with this person and they don't mention the time skipping thing? Or?
Right. They don't know. The only version that's self-aware is this, like, they say minutes in the movie. Sometimes it's 5 minutes and sometimes it's like half an hour. But they get a little bit of time each year and then things go by. It's like, have you seen the movie Click?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot like that, but kind of better, but it's like that.
So is the person who's leaping, who acts as their consciousness for the rest of the year? Like, is that just
it's
like
them, but it's kind of like their worst qualities. So like the first day is their wedding.
Oh, so they it really married, is like Click.
And then a year later, they're married and the marriage is kind of not doing well, but the wife is pregnant. And then they have a kid and he keeps missing a full year. And every year, he's not doing very well.
What is this? What is this from?
I wish I had written down the name of it. It's on Netflix.
Okay. Time Guy.
It's with the guy from I Give It a Year, which is a rom-com I recommend if you like rom-coms. It's also on Netflix.
Is this the sequel? I Give It a Few Minutes Each Year?
It sort of is, because in I Give It a Year, it's about, do you guys know about that movie?
No.
It's Rose Byrne.
Watch the time it takes. No.
I don't think so. It's called...
See You Yesterday?
Long Story Short.
How come I found title. So many...
That's a good not title.
That's real crazy. Okay, but his okay. name is Rafe Spall. I Give It a Year is about him getting married, and everyone's like, this marriage isn't going to work out. And then it doesn't work out, but then they each end up with the right person, so it's all good.
Mm.
But this is him jumping through time, and kind of it's bad news every time.
I mean, would you believe that it was actually happening?
I would believe my friend was having like a psychotic break
once a year.
Once a year for a minute.
I wouldn't care. I would be... Not that I wouldn't care about them. I would just be so eager for the assignment.
Yeah.
I'd be like, as soon as you said, put this in your calendar for a year from now, I like legit got so excited. I was like, ooh, a surprise.
Ooh, something to look forward
okay,
to.
Okay, how about this? This was what actually the first assignment was. Put a thing in your calendar for a year from now and buy me an anniversary present for my wife.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't want to be involved in that part.
No, I'm studying chronomancy. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're like, you're like surrounded by clocks. You're like, don't you see I'm a little bit busy?
That's right. I'm just trying to look like I'm studying it.
Yeah, you're just like picking up clocks, putting them down.
Yeah, I invested
I invested a lot in hourglasses.
The thing is, you would have to bring all of your props to the beach every year, or prop work wouldn't be any good.
It's true.
I could bring photos
of your setup.
Of your setup? This guy only has a few minutes before jumps another year.
You're making him look at a slide, a Google slideshow on your phone of your
setup. I want him to think I've been working on the problem.
Honestly, that would have been a comfort to this man because his friend does not seem to remember it every year.
Oh my God.
That's the most important conversation you can ever have with somebody. If they're I would never forget somebody saying that. I would keep bringing it up. I'd be like, hey, remember like 2 hours ago when you said that you're jumping through time?
No, I don't remember that. What are you talking about? Let's talk about my broken marriage.
It doesn't seem to be working. So I think at least 1 year, if you're the time jumper, you dedicate to warning your friend about like early onset dementia.
Yeah.
It's fair. Like, hey, I think something might be wrong with your brain, you stupid idiot.
Okay.
Brain worms.
All right. I'm going to spoil this movie.
Okay.
Because something kind of like that happens. So in one of the jumps, so the whole time the guy's upset because he literally got married yesterday in his mind. So he wakes up and he keeps jumping, you know, to the anniversary of his wedding. So he's very focused on his relationship.
Mm-hmm.
At one year, his friend says, I think I have this mole that looks weird on my back. Will you check it? And he's like, don't talk about your moles. I have to worry about my relationship. 2 years later.
He's dead? Cancer?
Yes.
I do not blame the time traveler. Get a second opinion. If first opinion is fuck you, don't talk to me. Don't allow that. It's probably fine.
Hold on, though. You know that there is a period of about 3 minutes every year where your friend starts saying the craziest shit you've ever heard.
Yeah.
You don't take any of their advice during that period. None.
Especially not like health advice. Like they're not WebMD.
No, they're probably high. Is what's happening.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like once a year they do like LSD.
They do mushrooms or something. Yeah.
And you know that this best friend, like their partner is like, I really want you to go see a doctor about that mole. It's like, I asked Tom about it 2 years ago.
Now, wait a minute. Did you ask Tom at 12:53 a.m.?
Yeah, at the beach.
Yeah.
The beach is a great place to walk around on the pier.
Like in Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Okay, I realized that I was trying to do it.
I thought this is what I was trying to. Yes,
no. I realized that I was trying to do a segue to the way that I specifically
interpreted the
prompt. Mm-hmm. And realized that was not how everybody else did. But that's really good. Yes, in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, like one of my favorite movies, The Lost Boys. You know what one of my other favorite movies?
What?
That's a horrible one.
Oh, no, that's, come on. You know, Lost Boys is so good, it makes us all scream. There's a new
and it
Scream
makes us all
movie.
Five cream.
Yes, there's a new Scream movie. It's the fifth Scream. We don't know why it's not called Five Cream. So we're doing Five Cream ships today. Is everyone excited about Scream? Here's the thing.
Yeah,
I'm always excited.
I'm not going to go see it in the theater.
Mm.
if there was a way for me to know no one else was going.
Yeah, that's the thing. If I could go and I'm like two minutes before showtime and it's the advanced tickets and I see that there's no one else there, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Can we? I mean, I will be alone.
Can we rent out a theater for a Five Cream?
I'm sure
I
we
would
can.
Totally do that.
We should do that.
Five Cream Theater.
I already bought my tickets for Five
Cream. Okay.
Okay.
I was like, oh fuck, I've made it this far, but
yeah. Yeah.
You gotta go down. I mean, that's what Jada Pinkett Smith said before Scream 2.
No, she didn't even want to see Stab. It was that damn boyfriend of hers.
That's true.
I am really excited for Five Cream, though. I'm always excited for a Scream movie. They're, mm-hmm. You always know that they're at least going to be a really fun time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and also, like, you know, I saw Scream 4 in the theater, but that was the first one I saw in the theater. Like, everything else I caught, like, on video.
Yeah, same, actually. Yeah.
And, like, it's so fun and cool to see it with, like, a bunch of people, which I guess now in renting out a theater and having no one else there kind of eliminates that possibility. But there's such a cool theater experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen all of them in the theater.
Whoa.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's a theater kind of movie to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, this year is weird. So
it is weird. Well, I'm
That's
sorry.
That's okay.
I don't know why.
Don't feel too bad about it, Siri.
She's like, I'm
that,
sorry.
I wasn't even touching her.
She just knew. We're having a hard time.
She's emotionally intelligent.
I mean, honestly, if anybody knows what kind of time I'm going through, it's my phone.
Yeah, same.
My phone is with me every step of the way.
Mm.
Do you feel like you've gone regressed to like full Bo Burnham at this point?
No.
I feel like I'm starting to. I'm headed that way again.
I'm more active than I've ever been, man. I am out at concerts. No, I'm not out at concerts, but I'm like, look, Colin and I play tennis regularly. Like, I'm like finding ways to still. Now that like I'm back from the like when I was over the holidays, I was very like.
Yeah.
Ensconced.
Mm-hmm. It was important to remember this holiday season that I am isolated and lonely every holiday season. And this year was no different. I had to keep that in mind because I wanted to blame, you know, the pandemic and what have you. But I was like, no. You always hate this time of year.
Yeah. Well, you hate famously.
You famously hate it. And so then you set yourself up to be as miserable as possible.
That's right.
Yeah. To fulfill the prophecy. So, Patrick, are you fully like Bo Burnham inside right now?
Yeah, I feel crazy. I'm not working at the moment, so I don't have like anything going on. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, I feel like the slow passage of time is just like gnawing away at my bones.
Mm.
Mm.
Well, I appreciate the garlic sauce that I've had it on a slice of toast
good.
For dinner tonight. It was very good.
Good. I'm glad.
So
maybe you should learn a hobby like paint your entire body.
Ooh, body painting?
Yeah, just paint your entire body like
just one color.
just I don't know, purple.
Do like a latex ghost face costume, right?
Yeah.
So do like big drippy wings of latex all over your body and black and then like a white face and it'll be to celebrate the movie. You can watch it on HBO.
Yeah.
Is it coming to HBO?
Oh, I don't know, actually. Oh, it's just theaters?
Mogi says no.
I mean, they might change their minds, but I don't think so at this point. I think we're too close to
it. Yeah, we're too close to it.
Yeah.
It's only for those with reckless abandon like me.
Yeah, I was like, a bunch of people pre-ordered tickets, so they're like, we're definitely keeping this shit open.
Yeah, and they're like, Colin is going to be pissed, and when he's pissed, he's a bitch.
Did you guys see him at Christmas?
No, yeah, you're just like,
no one did.
Yeah. You're just stomping around your house going, I hate Christmas.
It's not my personal aesthetic.
I thought you were going to say it's not my birthday.
That either. Couldn't be further from a July birthday.
Yeah.
True.
Well, I'm glad that you got through it, man. That sounds hard.
Yeah. So who screams for Five Cream? Who's got a ship?
Okay. I interpreted it as Five Cream, ice cream.
Mm.
Okay. That's just where it went, ice cream. So there's this book. It's called, you might be familiar with it. It's called 13, and it just has like 13 scary stories. It was published in the 90s by a bunch of different authors that like contributed. So it's an anthology of short stories, and they vary in scariness and quality. But there's one that's by this author who I have not really heard of, named Ellen Emerson White. And I don't think I've read any of their other stuff. But there's this story called The Boy Next Door. And it was truly one of my, it was my favorite story in the packet, and maybe one of my favorite stories of that genre. So there's this girl. She has to work at the ice cream shop. It sucks. She doesn't like it. This guy comes in. Oh, and she's kind of like in a meh mood because her teacher's funeral was like a couple, was like a week ago, and she didn't. And she didn't really like her teacher very much. And so everyone's in a weird mood because of the funeral.
That is like summer? Did you say that? Is it summer?
I believe it is summer.
Okay.
It may, maybe it's fall. It's definitely not winter. Okay. So she's working in this ice cream shop in the mall in the 90s. Mm. And this guy comes in, and he's a guy that she went on like a date with once. It just kind of fizzled. It wasn't really anything. And it's about closing time. And he starts like being very intense at her. And she's like, this is weird. And he's like, I just really want to know what it would feel like. And she's like, what? And he's like, to kill someone. And she's like, oh, okay.
Oh.
And he's, and she's like, okay, he's going to try to kill me. I really do not want to be killed. And he kind of is like edging towards her, and like he has this gun and he's going to kill her. And so she like starts, she's like, okay, what do I do? And she's like, well, she's like, why me? And he says like the most just meanest thing that you could say to, and he's like, because you don't matter, because you're nothing, like no one will care. And she's like, fuck, that sucks. And she starts thinking
that well.
She's like, how can I like stop this guy from killing me? So she's like, I get it. You want to kill someone. You want to see what it feels like to kill someone. Yeah. The only thing is, it's not really going to change anything about you. I know from experience. And he's like, what?
Whoa.
And she's like, yeah, the teacher that I didn't like, I killed her. And I'm still me. I just, nothing changed about me. And he's like, what? She's like, yeah, I can talk to you more about it if you decide not to kill me. And he's like, yeah, well, I mean, I still want to kill you. And it kind of goes back and forth. And eventually she like kind of goes into it and like kind of gives like pretty gruesome details about this teacher, how she like found a like baby buggy and like pushed it onto the street. And then the teacher like swerved and flew off a cliff.
What is that?
Because she said that she knew that everyone knows that curve is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then so she just got rid of the baby buggy because she knows that everyone would stop for a baby buggy. So she got rid of it after the swerving and then just left the scene, and the teacher was dead on arrival.
What was in the baby buggy?
Nothing.
You don't have to put anything in the baby buggy.
I mean, full baby.
Cans.
Yeah, she went and found a baby.
Full of cans.
Put cans.
So then,
for the reference.
So then she like he finally is like, okay, well, you better make the story good. And she's like, sure, I'll meet you at the cemetery tomorrow at the teacher's grave. And he's like, okay, fine. And puts the gun away. And she's like, oh my God, Jesus Christ. And then she, and the whole time she's like, in her head, one of the things she keeps thinking is like, I can't even watch the Miss America pageant tonight with my best friend. Like, that's what she keeps thinking. So she goes over to her friend's house, and her friend's getting ready to watch the Miss America pageant. And she's like, before we get started. And her friend's like, what? And she's like, I know we said that she was the last one, but we have one more we got to get rid of.
Nice.
And the friend is like, fine. And then they sit down and watch the Miss America pageant. And so amazing. I ship those two girls as best friends.
Hell yeah.
Who just like get rid of like piece of shit people. And I just loved that twist and just like all those like little details of their friendship, of them like liking to watch the Miss America pageant together. And like just that twist is so good. So I ship those two girls from The Boy Next Door, written by Ellen Emerson White. It's the penultimate story in the anthology.
That's
13.
Awesome.
So. That's so cool.
Isn't it cool? They're cool, right? And just the way she's like, fine. It's like really cute.
And it's so classic, like urban legend-y, like every aspect of like each twist and turn. And then like the kind of like, it's almost like a Tales from the Crypt, like the idea of telling your killer this awesome story to stop them from killing you and shit. It's very cool.
Yeah. And it's one of those stories where if you reread it, There's never any lying in there. So you, the whole time you kind of are like, is she really telling the truth? Like, no way. It's like, you know, she's like, she saw the gun, her mind raced. Well, she tried. I know what you're going through, you know, like it's never, there's never a lie in there. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good ship.
Who else has a 5-cream ship?
Mine is also based on creaminess. Yeah, I know. No, and it is as bad as you might think. My ship is a temporary one, but I appreciate the relationship for what it was at its height. And that is the characters Dave and Allie from the TV show Dave, in the episode where Allie builds him a milking table to reinvigorate their sex lives.
She was too good for him, man.
I know. She was. And eventually
she gets
out. I loved
that moment, though, when she did that.
Yeah, you know, he's a weird sexual deviant having sex with that torso.
Oh, that sex doll with the legs.
Yeah, but I just, it is like, as you said, like she's too good for him. But I just love that sort of like moment on TV shows, do it from time to time. And I always appreciate it when you have like a relationship, a long-term relationship. And it's like, well, this is something everyone's going to go through. What do? You build an elaborate sex toy in the garage and you just climb under it and milk your boyfriend.
And it works for a couple more episodes.
That's right. Yeah. They make it all the way to a summer wedding off of that gesture.
Yeah. No, I thought that was really sweet. And I thought that was a really nice way for her to meet him kind of where he was. Mm-hmm. And I think it's before, I mean, I think a person is who they are always, but like it's before his like fame really like caused him to explode into pure narcissism. I mean, he was like 80% narcissism before. So I thought that, I agree that that moment is really sweet.
Yeah. And this particular problem in their relationship wasn't really about his narcissism, even. It was just about his sexual insecurities.
Right. Because
Because of his strange dick. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very, very nice gesture of her. And that moment when he's in the garage and kind of putting all the pieces together, and then it clicks for him like, oh, I actually do really love this, and I'm very excited.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
It is sweet, yeah, for that moment.
That's my creamy ship.
That's good. I took cream in the same basic definition of cream. Well, because I was thinking about jizz.
Also, mine's, I just want to say, mine's a two-parter, because it's cream of jizz, but also
milking.
Milking.
Yeah.
Which is
but
where cream comes
jizz.
From.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Not a double meaning.
No, I agree. I get what you're saying, though. It's like the play on words kind of thing.
Yeah.
I get it.
Just to
it's
say.
It's like a 1.5 entendre.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay,
you're welcome.
All right, Patrick.
Okay, so you were thinking about
your single entendre.
Sorry. I'm coming in with a single entendre. No, I was thinking about the types of things that we bring up on the show, right? That we talk about, like books and movies and like TV shows and stuff. But I was trying to remember if we've ever done like a piece of like art, like a museum piece, if we've ever talked about anything like
that. No, we have not. What, you're going to do a little Blue Boy?
No, not Blue Boy. Are you familiar with, and this is a sculpture that I first saw when I was in high school, and I didn't know what to make of it then, but now I love it. Are you familiar with the Takashi Murakami piece, My Lonesome Cowboy?
All Googling.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can probably hear me ticky-typing to see.
Massive Googling from everyone. It's a 9.5-foot tall statue of a naked anime boy ejaculating a lasso.
There's companion pieces. Do you ship him with the companion piece?
So I don't, because for me, I saw My Lonesome Cowboy as a singular piece in like when I was first, because it's from like what, 1998 or something. I was 16 and saw a picture of it in like a magazine or something. And
like a magazine
or something.
It was like a magazine or a Faces of Death video. I don't know. One of those things.
But it's so striking, and like I didn't understand. Like I don't, it's tough to wrap your head around it, right?
Yeah.
And again, it's 9.5 feet tall. It's, so
it is?
Yes.
You can without buy the base? Smaller
Wait,
one
is that
like
including the jizz?
I'm now seeing, yes, the smaller version is 5683.
Yeah, but most recently, the original sold for like $13 million.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No, see, here's the thing about that. I know there's controversy about pricing in the art world, but we cannot let poor people get their hands on something like that.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, there's they some with do... blue hair.
What?
I'm just
blue hair
like alternate
cowboys?
Cowboys?
There's well, there's him, and then there's the pink hair girl, but sometimes she has blue hair. Yeah, there's a blue hair version of the guy doing the lasso.
Oh, yeah, I see that one.
And then the companion piece is the girl, My Lonesome Cowboy 2.
Yes.
I honestly would love to see this in person.
I would love to see My Lonesome Cowboy in person.
I bet it's so striking. I bet it's so like, huh. I mean, honestly,
you know what?
I wish I hadn't seen it now and that one day I would walk into a museum and stumble upon it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Head and Shoulders better than like any other, quote, shocking art, you know?
Totally.
Like, better than Piss Christ, like all that bullshit. Yeah. Like, this shit is so fucking cool.
Yeah. He's just like fucking rad.
Wow, he's really yanking it.
Well, he's really got to get a lasso.
Mm-hmm. So I was trying to think of who's another like tall, sexually striking character that I didn't understand at first and maybe still don't understand now. I ship My Lonesome Cowboy with Bayonetta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get that.
I think they could have some fun adventures together. He could lasso some angels with his cum lasso and she could blast them with her high heel guns. It'd be great.
I kind of ship them as like very sweet and romantic, like sort of like that storyline from Love Actually when the two people meet when they're stand-ins and they're fake fucking, where it's like very sweet and bashful, like because the sexuality part is just so overblown that it becomes almost negligible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love that.
That's very cool.
It's like, oh, people are always looking at you kind of side eyes just because you're holding your enormous cock and swinging a lasso of jizz around.
Yeah,
I get
and people
it.
Are always looking at me sideways because my hair is my clothes.
Yeah, and I have big, giant mommy milkers. Mm-hmm.
And I heal myself by eating a lollipop.
Hey, that is a mess.
She is. Total mess.
Total.
So I think because I don't think the same way that you guys do. I didn't go Cream at all. I went straight up Scream, the franchise that I love.
Hell yeah.
So first I wrote down, of course, Dewey and Gale, but I was like, somebody's going to mention that, so I can't have that be my ship. So that is sort of my ship. But then my second one, all right, I don't know if you guys will go there with me. Okay, so Sydney Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She has multiple love interests throughout the series, but nobody who really has staying power. They either turn out to be a murderer, or she thinks they're a murderer and they get murdered.
Oh, Jerry O'Connell.
Or they're a cop and they're kind of forgettable. So by the fourth movie, we just pretend he wasn't there in the third movie. So who would be a good fit for her? It needs to be somebody who's, she likes a sweet boy. Bad boys have burned her. She likes a sweet boy. He needs to be very able to handle himself and not get murdered.
I am so scared. I feel like I know who you're going to pick. Is it within Scream?
No.
Okay, I don't know why I have this feeling. Okay, say what you're
right. Okay, so she really likes like a preppy kind of white bread, boring sort of guy.
So, Rye girl.
No way.
I ship her with Riley. He wouldn't get murdered.
I'm crying. No.
He wouldn't get
murdered. Second, why did I know you were going to do that?
I love it.
Because he sort of has very similar vibes to Jerry O'Connell in Scream 2. Once I thought of it, I was like, oh, he is that character. Just he's also paramilitary and fights.
Would Riley get up on the table in front of everyone and sing, I think I love you?
Oh, I hope
I feel
not.
Like if she wanted that, he would.
Did but she want that?
Riley hates, I'm sorry, not she- Riley. Sydney hates when her current boyfriend acts like her past boyfriend, but mostly because they're either murderers or murder victims.
Right. Okay.
But that was the
so
whole
you're
problem
saying
with
she
Jerry
might
O'Connell.
Reject Riley on sight because he's too much like Jerry O'Connell.
No, just if he gets up on the table and starts singing. I ship it. I like it. Like, I think that it may not be like, quote unquote the healthiest relationship, because I'm picturing, what's the name of Riley from Buffy's eventual wife? Does anyone remember offhand?
No, you expect me to remember that bitch's name?
I don't know. Anyway, he gets married to the secret agent lady, right? And they're hunting monsters together. She gets killed. He needs to take a sabbatical. You know, he gets sad and he leaves Army. We've seen him do it in Buffy. He ends up in Sydney's orbit. And now,
well, maybe he calls into that crisis line that she's like the operator of.
Oh, and she's just straight up like, hey, why don't you come?
She's like, that voice sounds bangable.
I don't do this for every grieving widower.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.